everybody. Welcome to Game Goose. Today is September 3rd, 2019. This is Season 2, Episode 10. Hello out there. How is everybody doing? We are here in Lansing, Michigan with Clinton Brower. How are you, Clinton?
I'm doing well. It's been a little warm. When was it warm? It kind of cooled off, and then it's warm today is really, I guess, what I'm
saying. I have no idea.
Supposed to get some storms, so if there's some thunder and things in the background, it's Dan and I.
It looks like not happening anymore.
No.
So, and they were supposed to be dangerous.
Boring.
So, I know, boring, but I feel like that always happens to us here.
I need some, like, threat of death in my life.
Yeah?
Like, once every 3 months, at least.
Yeah, you need to, maybe you should, like, take up, like, bungee jumping or something.
Yeah.
No?
I could just, like, go race a car or something.
There you
like
go.
Like, illegal street racing.
Just run across the busy street.
Just
real quick. Yeah, I don't know. I was gone this weekend, and I was in a hotel for the most part, and I don't know what it is about hotels, but I think I slept
90% of the time.
Yeah. Maybe like 12 to 14 hours a day.
Nice.
Like, if I wasn't sleeping and I wasn't gone out of the hotel, I was basically asleep in there. So
perfect.
It was really great. And then Neil's in New York. How are you there, man?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Sorry, that was so awkward. How are you there, man?
Man? Human person? I'm doing fine. Had an eventful weekend. Getting ready to come back to the great state of Michigan tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Vacay time.
Yeah, we're all... Game Goose is taking a cabin weekend.
We're having a sponsored vacation brought to
courtesy
you
by... Courtesy of Ham Curry.
Yeah. What's their insurance company?
Plug the insurance company.
Yeah.
That was
going to... You need insurance and you're in the Lansing area.
Yeah, check out Allstate Insurance and Okemos.
Ham Curry.
Bam Lamb,
yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that next, but Neil brought it up. So just to let everybody know, we will not have an episode next week.
No.
Because we will be gone. So we are not recording up north. Yeah. I guess we could.
You could, but...
We don't need to bring all this stuff. Yeah, we're relaxing. We're on vacation.
Yeah.
No episode. When we come back, though, we may have a surprise for you guys.
Yeah.
So let's get that out of the way. And you can always check us out on Facebook and Twitter and email us at gamegoosepodcast@gmail.com. You can email us all kinds of stuff. You can email us about the episode. You can give us suggestions for future episodes. You can send us news.
Ask us questions.
Yeah.
What do you want to know about Neil's favorite video game JRPG background music? I was Metal Gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Was Big Boss.
What were you guys... I've been out of the loop. I haven't even been on my Xbox or anything. So what were you guys playing? Anything?
No, not really. Nothing.
Not even on your PC.
No, I haven't done anything. I've been like, I don't know. I haven't even like watched any TV. I was watching TV the first time I've really done that.
Yeah.
I guess that's not true. I watched a bunch of BTS run episodes yesterday. So,
yeah.
But.
Neil, have you been playing anything? Oh well, no. Yeah. I know you've been playing something. We have been testing about that.
I did two things this weekend. I got sick as a dog, and I beat Sekiro, or Sekiro, as I hear more and more. And let me tell you, I have never felt so accomplished in the video game world. It is by far the hardest video game I've ever played. I mean, I texted Dan when I got to the last boss, and I was like, this is the first time in this game where it's not even fun. Like, I don't even enjoy learning how to fight this guy. And I rage quit, and then I came back hours later, and my mind had connected some dots, and then it still took me another, like, 20 tries, but I eventually got it.
Nice. Nice. Well, congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
Do you have something else on the docket?
I mean, I had Dark Souls 2. I had started Dark Souls 2 when my used copy of Sekiro came, and... I stopped in a good place for Dark Souls 2. I hadn't gotten far at all. But Sekiro was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I know Dark Souls 2 won't be as hard, but I think I'm going to chill on the Souls games for a bit.
Challenging stuff? Nice.
Yeah, and we got Gears of War coming out this week. We got Borderlands coming up soon, so there'll be stuff to do.
You said you had two things that you played.
No, the other thing I played was Get Sick.
Oh, okay. Those are the two things you did.
And awesome. Move a friend up a 5-story walk-up with a cold and no AC.
Nice. I also did not, like I mentioned, I haven't turned on my Xbox or anything. I brought my Switch to the hotel room, and I just slept every time I had time. So I didn't even pull out my Switch. I was trying to play more of that cooking game. The Cook Yum Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Cook Serve Delicious.
I did play... What day was that? Was that before or after our last episode that I played Warcraft Classic?
I think it was after. I don't think you okay. talked. No, because we talked about people lining up and stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't play for a few days, so it might have been after. But yeah, I did play at least a day. I don't know if we talked about it last week or not. But so we'll talk about it now. I played about 8 hours of... 4 hours? I don't remember how long it was.
Welcome to our podcast, trying to remember what we've done.
But anyways, yeah, I played some
more. It's an hour and a half of Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But no, I played a little bit of World of Warcraft Classic. 4 to 8 hours. I don't remember. But got to level 9, so however long that would have taken me.
Nice.
Played with my buddy from college that I played with long ago, and... it was fun. It's interesting. It's not a modern game, and it has its quirks and little fun things. But it's been interesting. Like, the community around it has been super, like, positive for the most part. There's not been, like, people being super dickheads or anything. It's, like, part of Warcraft is that a bunch of the classes have buffs they can apply to other... people, and so there's just like drive-by buffs happening and things like as you run past someone you buff them and all these things.
That's fun.
So it's been fun. It's been interesting. We're gonna play some more here. He's on vacation now this week, and I don't really want to play it by myself, so I just haven't played it.
Right, then you'll be on vacation next week.
Yeah.
Or at least this weekend. The one game I did play, I started last night, is Gears Pop that came out for mobile. It's a lot of fun. It's basically Clash of Clans. I don't know if it's Clash of Clans or there's like the Clash of Clans game where you like collected cards. I can't remember what that one was called. But it's like that. So they have two turrets and then their base, and you have the same. And then you build like a squad, and each squad, like, character costs a certain amount of points that builds up over time as you're sitting there, and you send them at each other. So I think you can have 8, or might be, I can't remember, 6 or 8 characters to choose from that you put in your squad, and they, as they come up, you can throw them out. You have 4 that are available to you at a time that cycle. It's a lot of fun. It is very polished. Like, there's not many issues with it. From reading on the subreddit, there's apparently some characters that people feel are overpowered and stuff like that, but that's going to happen with any competitive game. The monetization isn't the worst. When you win, you'll get a random chest that will give you coins that are part of the character. So if you get your coin, you get the character if you don't have it. And then as you get enough, you level them up.
That's pretty standard, too.
Yep. And you can have 4 of those chests. So if you try to play when you have it, you can still play. And, like, you can level up and stuff like that. But it will be like, you won't earn a chest for that. Is that okay? And you're like, yeah, sure, whatever. And that's right. The chests open after a certain amount of time, or you can pay a premium currency to open them right away. And I don't know. I've only played for like a day. So I don't know if there's going to be like a wall where I feel like, oh, now I have to pay money.
Yeah.
You know. But the interesting thing is there's another mode called Horde mode, which Gears is really, the actual Gears games is pretty famous for a Horde mode where you try to last as long as you can against an enemy. And this is similar in a way. There'll be a certain amount of waves. Each wave will give you a reward, and it's co-op. So you play with people from your like clan and against the computer, and you earn these keys that have difficulties to like unlock a horde mode. So basically I just go into my clan like page and then I say, hey, invite people, use this key, and it will say, this is a level 5 horde mode. Do you want to join Curry Fury in doing this? And then people can accept and we can do it. And that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Can we do it together? I linked my gamer tag.
We can. It doesn't seem like there's a way to have a friends list, which is kind of odd. Because you do, because it's an Xbox game, you can actually use Xbox Live. You can connect your gamer tag, and it looks like I'm actually getting gamer point, like my gamer score is going up by playing. Nice. Which is pretty cool. But it looks like we can. It seems like we'd have to be in the same clan, and when I send out that invite, you'd have to like jump on it. It doesn't seem like there's a direct invite situation, which kind of sucks. I would like to see that implemented, but it's a lot of fun so far. I've played a lot. The other difference is there's some characters that take cover, because that's a big part of Gears game too, and some that don't. So when they take cover, they'll actually capture the area that you're hiding behind, and there's two for each like level. There's four on each side. So if you have both of them on the level, then you can spawn your allies farther down the battlefield. So if you collect all four or all eight, then you can basically like spawn your people right outside of their thing, which is pretty cool. So that's just kind of a different take on it. But other than that, I recommend people download it, check it out. It's a good time.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
definitely. It's another game I can't play on assembly, but
yeah, because it does need a thing. It's odd. There is like a mode called like boot camp, and it's kind of a tutorial, but they make it seem like it like things will unlock as you do different things or unlock different characters. And it seems like I've done them all, but it's kind of in the way. Like, it's the second screen. It's like, well, I've done all these. I don't get a reward for doing them again. They're not really super fun or anything. So why is it the second screen? It goes like the main thing where it's like PvP, then that, then practice, which I haven't even touched, and then horde, where it's like, horde mode should be the second thing. It's like the yeah. So it took me a second to even find that, but yeah. If you're into mobile games, I recommend checking it out. I've been playing it and has little breaks and things. Anybody play anything else that they forgot?
That's it.
No, but I did look up the pronunciation of Sekiro.
Oh, is that it?
Sekiro. But there is also some contention on it because it could be Sekiro.
Ooh.
Or Sekiro, or ooh, suck me bro, which was really all I was trying to get to. Someone posted that in a Reddit thread, which I thought was hilarious. How do you pronounce Sekiro? Suck me bro.
That's very
I do I could talk at length about this game. Maybe I'll do a whole episode on From Software after I beat a couple more of the games. But for anybody who I said this about Dark Souls. For anybody who's been scared by it, by how hard Dark Souls 1 sounded, just suck it up and get through the beginning and you'll love it. For Sekiro, it's as hard as it sounds. You probably won't enjoy it.
Fair, fair.
I have an immense amount of patience with video games. My brother-in-law, Matt, does not, and we've kind of been playing at the same time, sometimes at a party. And he rage quits much faster than I do. I kind of enjoy the process of learning. Yeah. But there's a lot of bullshit that happens, and you just gotta be okay with that. When I beat it, I got the standard ending. There's four endings you can get. I did kind of the no input, no frills. You kind of just followed the basic path. I got the main, I did the main ending and got a rare achievement, 7.2%. on Xbox have gotten the main like generic
ending. The boring ending.
Yeah, so it is not an easy game.
Well, I'm proud of you, Neil.
So I texted him. I was proud.
Beautiful.
News?
Nope, that's not next. No? Next is upcoming games.
Upcoming games.
Because we're going to be gone, we're going to do 2 weeks. All right. And September is
front-ended?
Jam-packed. No, throughout the whole month. Really? So we got a lot of stuff coming. So, first off, Friday, September 6th, if you have Xbox Game Pass, you can play Gears of War or Gears 5. It is called Gears 5 now. That is an Xbox exclusive game. Then, Monster Hunter World Iceborne, which is a DLC, comes to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One September 6th also.
So late.
And NBA 2K20 comes to PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch same day.
Nice.
Tuesday, eFootball Pro Evolution Soccer 2020 comes to PC, PS4, Xbox One September 10th. Gears of War 5 will have its full release for PC and Xbox One on September 10th. And then Friday, September 13th, we have Borderlands 3 for PC, PS4, and Xbox One, and NHL 20 for PS4 and Xbox One. All the sports games are coming out right now.
Yep.
Cool.
It is fall, you know.
This is when it happens.
Right before back to school, right? With school starting, sports games all come out.
Yep. So yeah, there's a lot of great stuff coming out in September. I definitely want to get on Gears. Obviously, you definitely want to get Borderlands also. Neil and I are still playing Divinity. So, and
we gotta beat that.
We really do. And then maybe Stardew Valley will finally have its multiplayer soon. It's been teasing us with that for like a year.
It's been more than a year because we were talking about it in our very first episode. So it's been a year and 10 weeks.
And it had been 4 months since we were talking about Stardew multiplayer in February of the year we started this podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, what am I excited? Anybody else excited for anything? I know Neil's excited for Gears 5 and Borderlands 3. You gonna do some more monster hunting?
Matt wanted to get back into it actually, but I just don't think we're gonna have. Matt and I played a lot of Horde mode for Gears, and we also love Borderlands, so I just don't think there's gonna be time.
Yeah, it's a busy month. There'll be even more coming soon. And let's go into news. There is not a lot of news. I really had to scrounge, but I found this, and I'm pretty excited. There's a 40-minute Nintendo Direct announced for this week. So it will be tomorrow, September 4th, at 6 p.m. Eastern, which is pretty late for them. They usually tend to do it at, like, noon here.
Yeah.
So it's going to focus on Pokemon Sword and Shield and Luigi's Mansion 3.
Nothing but bad news about Sword and Shield. So I wonder what damage control they're going to do, if any, because Nintendo doesn't really do damage control.
Yeah, it is interesting. And they might not do a lot because, you know, that's a Game Freak thing, too. You know, it is kind of a partnership. And I don't know. I just feel like Pokemon's such a massive powerhouse that the people complaining on Reddit and stuff are a very small percentage of the population, you know?
The vocal minority.
Yeah. And man, this thing is going to sell the hell out of some of those new portable Switches. Well, they're all portable, but you know what I mean? The portable only Switches. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the surprises are. There is talks about a new Smash Brothers character and stuff. Some rumors flying around about who that might be. So maybe that'll get announced. But
D.Va.
Yeah, there's rumored. But although
I thought it was Tracer.
They were saying that. But then because we were talking about the rumors of Overwatch coming. But on the actual Smash Brothers website, they've added a trademark on the bottom from SNK Games. So it's probably from one of their games, which I'm not super familiar with.
I don't know what SNK is.
It's an older kind of thing. So people are kind of talking about that. I think they do Metal Slug. Am I correct about that? King of the Fighters.
It's all JRPG stuff.
Metal Slug, yep. They do Metal Slug. Things like that.
Orochi. Levi.
So we'll see. Could be something from that.
Terry Bogard.
Yeah, that's it as far as news. I didn't really see much else, unfortunately. So we'll get into our next segment. Neil has our song of the week, our Groovy Goose song of the week.
Mm-hmm. Your goose groove.
Goose groove.
are you gonna explain it, or are you just?
Oh, I thought usually we just play it. Sorry.
No, I was wondering.
I feel like this one might need more explanation before we just play it.
Yeah, we could just play it.
Welcome to SSX Tricky. This is going to be fun.
This is gonna be very, very interesting. Here we go.
So, this is SSX Tricky, obviously, as the name implies. That is a song we all know and love. Remixed with extra vinyl scratches because it's super tricky. Today,
I love just like the random's like, ooh! Ah!
Yeah, so that's what played every time you booted up the game, and those were snowboarders doing tricks on their boards and
punching each other,
yeah, you can punch people while you're going down the slopes. And I was a huge fan of that game as a kid. It was one of the only, like, it was basically Tony Hawk Skater, Pro Skater, which I definitely played a lot of as well. But this was for, I think I played this for the GameCube. I don't know why this one stuck out with me. And our main topic today is going to be about sports games, and this is totally a sports game. And this is honestly, as somebody with an older sister who only listened to musical theater, and a father who only listened to classical music, and no black friends in Mason, Michigan, this is probably how I learned about this song from, what, Run DMC, right?
Yeah.
This is the first I heard it.
This song reminds me, there's a 80s cover band in our city we go see, and they do a cover of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is it's a good song, though. The remix is almost a strong word, because it sounds like they just say the tricky part over and over. There's none of the, like, verses. So this is the real version, though, right?
They add extra wooka wooka wookas in there.
Yeah. I was watching the video that went with it. I didn't know that there was so much, like, slight sexuality to that game. But your parents were okay with that game? Because you always talked about how you weren't allowed to play, like, violent games or anything.
Well, you could punch people on the slopes, yeah. I mean,
he didn't do it when they were in the room.
It's just snowboarding.
Yeah, they were fine with that one.
Cool.
But yeah, they probably never watched the suggestive Russian-looking snowboarder in tight red spandex at the beginning of the game.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good song. I think it fits the whole vibe of that game, too. It's kind of fun and silly.
The 90s vibe.
Yeah.
Their lead character is like this ginger afro snowboarder who's all like groovy, far out dude. He's on the SSX Tricky like cover art. You can see his silhouette, just a dude with a giant afro.
This is also just a really popular thing that sports games do, is just play
racing games too. Older racing games. I don't know about new racing games.
Well, it was like Forza, and it had all those. It has like a whole list of new songs, so
for sure.
All right, well, we're gonna take a break, and we will be back to talk about sports.
This is it.
Sharona.
That song really just kind of stops.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Game Goose. We're going to talk about sports today.
Yeah.
Sports games. Let's talk about sports, baby. That's a different story. So it's interesting because, like, I don't think any of us are super into sports games. Like, we're not playing.
Yeah,
a lot.
Here we are talking about them.
But all of us have played a decent amount of them over time.
Oh yeah,
they're like unavoidable. I feel like to a certain extent.
I think that's because they're some of the best multiplayer games, like couch co-op games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was home for the weekend. Which is why I didn't play many games, because it's Labor Day weekend and you do family things with your family. And so the family things that we were doing were cleaning out the 10 years of accumulate, well, probably more like the 20, 30 years of accumulated detritus that my brother and I had collected.
Good word.
Over the years out of the two spare bedrooms, now spare bedrooms, at my parents' house. And so in the pile was a computer game for NHL 98. And when my brother and I found it, we were both like, oh my God. Because it was one of those games that we played probably like 500 hours each of just like skating around and fighting each other and doing all the things you do in a hockey game.
I remember when I was young, when we, my buddy was really into hockey. He had an NHL game for the Super Nintendo, I want to say.
Yeah.
And we would not really play hockey. We played see if we could get the characters angry at each other to fight.
Yeah.
Like enough at each other.
We played Boxing Simulator.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if there was like a meter or not, but we just like
in NHL 98 there was a meter.
And then once you got it up, mm-hmm. they would then, fight. Yeah.
Nice. Our goal was always to get the goalies to fight because it was really hard. And it was like around that time when the Patrick Waugh and
when the big the Red Wings fight happened.
Yeah, the Hurricane and the Red Wings all fought each other. And was it Osgood and Waugh that fought each other? I don't know, but it was right around that time. So
it was the Colorado Avalanche.
Is it the Avalanche? I said Hurricane, didn't I? Yeah, yeah. It was Avalanche. Yeah, Chris Osgood and Patrick Waugh fighting each other.
Yep.
It was right around that time that we were playing this game, so that was always what we were trying to do.
That was hockey's golden day, especially for Detroit. Have you ever seen that video, Neil? You ever seen the big fight?
Oh, yeah. I've gone down YouTube holes of watching hockey goalies fight so many times. They're just the clunkiest fights you can find.
That's such a good fight, though, because you just
everyone's
see
coming like, off the bench and everything. Yeah. It's ridiculous. They're
like there's like a big brawl busts out and they all stop and then they go back to playing and as they start playing and the goalies throw down and skate to the center is I think what happens, but
it's ridiculous.
It's been such a long time.
Yeah, that was now they don't let that people fight as much anymore, which is probably okay.
They still fight a bunch.
They don't in the regular season, but once you get to playoffs and stuff, like once you're deep into a 7-game series, they after 2 or 3 games they'll let you go.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't play a whole lot of hockey games. Was that what you played mostly? I just played when I was at my buddy's house.
Yeah, we played a lot of hockey games and a lot of racing games. Mm-hmm. Our hunting games, sports games.
Technically.
Sure. Played a lot of those.
I don't think they're traditional sports games, but...
You're a sportsman.
You're a sportsman.
You're a gamesman.
Yeah.
Big gamesman.
When we were, I was not great at them, but...
Big game hunting.
Yeah.
Yep, get it.
I do like playing the hunting games at bars when they have have the orange gun.
Are we going to be a hunting podcast now?
Yep.
As I always say. I say Game Goose sounds like a hunting podcast. Like, it's a game animal. It's geese. We go hunt geese. We're Game Goose.
To some people, like, this is not what I signed up for. They're in their truck, heading out. Let's just do a podcast
about
this.
Bird dogs in the back. Called Remington and
then they hear me, hey everybody.
I'm too straight to wipe.
Neither of you responded to that meme I sent you about that.
I attached a little poop emoji to it.
I did not get that.
It's in the It's in the Discord.
Oh, okay. It didn't pop up.
I found a meme. It's a picture of a lady, and it says, "Mama tried to raise a lady, but Daddy won. He raised a lady who doesn't wipe after taking a shit."
She's an all-camo. But yeah, I think my...
Holding a gun over her shoulder.
Oh. You know, if we're gonna... Well, first of all, I don't count Mario Party as a sports game. I think if we're counting racing games as sports games, we're talking, like, Gran Turismo. So, like, racing simulator. Something where you... Yeah. No not shells or power-ups.
Yeah, not kart games.
So then technically, I mean, I think Wave Racer might be the first sports game I ever played.
I guess that would...
The Ski-Doo game for Wave Runner. Is it Wave Runner or Wave Racer?
It's Wave Racer. Isn't that more of like an arcade game, though, than like a simulation game?
Well, it's an N64, so yeah, it's not a hard sim. But it's a racing game. Are you thinking of Echo the Dolphin, where you go around and hang out with the dolphin?
No. I don't know what that is, but it sounds great.
Echo the Dolphin, it's a great game. That was for Genesis. I had that for Genesis.
Wave Race.
Yeah, 64. That was a very popular
game. I'm thinking of... what is that? There's like an arcade game where you race boat things.
Wave Runner. Hydro Racer. Hydro Thunder. I got there.
We got there. Yeah.
I think the first, if I'm not counting Wave Racer, the first one I probably played was NFL Blitz.
Backyard Baseball.
Oh, NFL Blitz. Oh, Backyard NFL Baseball. Blitz. That was a great game. They do Backyard Baseball Nights at our local baseball, which is so weird because I'm like, people remember this?
They give them all like the names of Backyard Baseball players and things.
It's ridiculous. I think the first ones I played were definitely either Madden or NCAA, because that was just kind of what my friends were into, and play that. And I tried
I've never played a realistic football game.
Oh, I tried to play Madden the most... not most recent, maybe like 16 or 17, and I was so bad, like I couldn't beat the computer on the easiest setting. Like I was like, this is terrible. Yeah.
We had NHL 94 for the SNES. We played that a lot too. That one was fun.
They come out every single year. Like it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Wild.
The market. Like there's definitely people I knew and still know that buy, like their console is a machine just to play the sports game they play. NCAA used to be the big one that I knew a lot of people that played, but due to licensing they don't make those games anymore. But Madden and stuff, and I mean Madden Football, like those are some of the oldest games around. Like that's been around for a long time. When we did that, we were reading the books about video games, and I did that one thing that was like a big thing, is they struggled to get Madden on board.
Yeah,
because he didn't like understand video games.
They like sold it to him too as like, you can use it as like a coaching tool, right? Yeah,
basically. And then so he was like, oh, all right, I guess. And I think like he kind of missed out on like a buttload of money
because he didn't realize what it was.
Yeah eventually
didn't realize how well it was like selling.
Yeah, I think they had to, I think they eventually rehashed the contract and he ended up getting like a lot more. But I think at the time he was like, sure, whatever. And they're like, we'll give you this. And he was like, fine. Like, because he didn't think it was going to take off.
Is he still alive?
Oh, he took a lump sum. That's what it was. He took a lump sum as opposed to a percentage of the sales because he didn't think that.
Always take the percentage.
I mean, if you really think something's going to fail, I guess. But yeah, that's like back. I mean, they had football games. Like an Atari, like that was, you just need dots that move around to throw another dot.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's one of the sports is, you know, one of the longest lasting customs in humanity. You know, ever since there's been entertainment, there's been some form of sport. So it makes sense that it would be one of the earliest things to, rather than come up with something completely abstract to program into a video game, go, okay, how can we take this real life entertainment and put it on the screen? Number one, we know it's marketable. We know even if someone sees like football, they're gonna at least take a look at our game.
I think football was probably the easiest to program because it doesn't constantly go. So you don't have, you can, you know, a play happens and then it resets, and then a play happens and it resets. So it's not like these long drawn out animations. You just have these animations that last for a couple seconds, minutes at a time. So it's a lot easier than doing soccer, or doing hockey or basketball, where you'd have to have so much back and forth and other things besides just moving a ball. Obviously there's more to that in football, but you can boil it down to just that, at least. I think it would have been really hard for them to make a basketball game back in those days.
Yeah, I mean, what was the first basketball game? I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you guys ever play NBA Jam?
Is that the one where they're like, where they'd be like, he's heating up?
Yeah, and it's 2-on-2.
Yeah, they have that at our local barcade. You can play that old school.
That's a great one.
Version.
It's in the NFL Blitz category, where everything is hyper-aggressive and arcadey and
less
focus on simulation, more focus on just fun.
I actually believe that where you can play that is a double cabinet of NFL Blitz and NBA Jam.
NFL Blitz is so fun.
It's really
so dumb.
Okay, so there was a basketball game in 1972 for the Magnavox Odyssey.
Do you ever play Double Dribble?
Trouble.
No. You could, in that game, you could throw the ball, like shoot the ball from full court, and
it goes
flying way up in the air, and your players could run as fast as the ball would move. So you could go run down and catch it, and it'd be like, travel! Because you never dribbled at all.
It came out in 1986, Double Dribble, in the arcade, NES 1987, and then for like computers in 1990.
Yeah, we hit it. My cousin had it on their NES. So we played it a bunch on that.
Some of these are funny names. So the first, you want to know, you guys want to take a guess at the first four basketball games?
The first released?
Yeah.
No.
Basketball, basketball, basketball with an exclamation point and then basketball. I love the old school because everyone would be like, tennis. You're like, cool.
Hey, we made this into a game. It's basketball.
And then finally there was Atari basketball, NBA basketball, and then basketball. Then there was like these one-on-one games. It was like a whole thing. One-on-one, Dr. J versus Larry Bird. Later on, then Jordan versus Bird one-on-one. That'd be fun because you'd have to like pick up the controller and be like, I'm going to be Jordan. I'm going to be Larry Bird. Magic Johnson.
Do you remember this?
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every sports game for 20 years had that at the beginning of it.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's a big part about just sports games in general is like the endorsements. Yeah. Of like, oh, this is Michael Jordan's basketball. This is John Madden basketball or football. This, you know, things like that.
And getting people on the covers of all of them and all that. Mm-hmm.
That's like always
the cover curse.
What's the cover curse? I've heard of that, but what happens to the people?
I think it's specifically football, or at least mainly football. Whoever gets put on the cover historically has a terrible next season.
Oh. So I guess there was basketball games before football games. So that whole thing I said was completely wrong. First football game was for the arcade NES 1983, or arcade and NES 1983. 10-yard fight is what they called
it. Well, that one you said was like 76 for the Amiga
basketball,
or
yeah, for the Magnavox, yeah.
Then there was 10-yard fight?
Yep. Then there was one.
If I hadn't known that this was a sports game episode and you said, Neil, what is 10-yard fight about? I'm not sure what I would have landed on. It sounds like a prison brawl.
Well, 10 yards, that's how you...
Yeah, it makes sense, first down. But like,
yeah, it's a first down.
It's not the only... It's like,
what a first down fight.
Well, the next one's called football. F-T-B-A-L. Football. All caps. Football. Then, fourth and inches.
Fourth and inches?
Yeah. There was definitely games just called football at one point. I feel like... But here's John Madden Football 1988. So.
Oh, that's when they got him on board? Yeah.
Looks like it. ESPN.
I can see
that
being a hard pitch to John Madden, who was already a hardened. You must be 40
Wait,
by that
hang
time.
Hang on. All right, I have now gone by release date. It did not default to release date. I don't know what it was defaulting towards, but FTBALL 1965. So yes, it predates basketball. Then okay. Football 1972. Football 1978. yeah, I don't
wow.
know what it.
6 years in between football games.
Yep. Yeah. Right now it's every year. Tecmo Bowl, that was a really popular one.
More than every year is one every 3 months probably.
yeah.
Well, back when there was a, I feel like 2K's kind of gone by the wayside. They had basketball on lock, but 2K used to put out football and basketball and hockey games.
Did they?
And yeah, now NCAA, or now EA has taken over. It still does all the franchises, but I think you play, if you want to play basketball, you play 2K basketball. If you want to play football, you play Madden, which is EA, or NHL, which is also EA. But they used
FIFA,
to have 2K. Yeah.
All that jazz.
I played a good amount of FIFA, which I had never played before I met my brother-in-law. He got me into it. It's because I come from also hockey games, and there's a lot of similarities between hockey and soccer. Obviously, a larger field, more players for soccer, but the fundamentals are there in constant gameplay and usually emphasis on passing and assists. So those two go hand in hand pretty well. And
Nets, goalies.
Thanks, Dan.
You
the
know.
One I've never gotten into is basketball. Matt played a good amount of 2K basketball, and it's just a whole different animal. There are so many. That's one thing I want to talk about. Is like where does creating a simulator? How do you balance that out? Like realism with fun with gameplay with your controller, because there's certain things in a basketball game that I just hate. Like when you take a shot, you need to release at the top of your arc every single time, or I don't know, other things.
Yeah, I feel you on that, because like when I was playing NCAA, I think is what I was playing mostly when I was younger, you could just, it was ridiculous, because you could do ridiculous plays, and when you caught the ball, you could just have insane plays by like spinning out from the tackles and stuff. And then I played the most, the Madden 16 or 17. And I felt like I was more of a coach than I was an actual, like had control of the players. Like I would pick the plays and then they would do stuff. But if they had the ball, I felt like I had very little control over them, or it was just so realistic. Like everything was so rigid and how then the realism that I was like, oh, well this isn't as fun as when I could just spin move out of 10 tackles back in the day. So I don't know, I wonder if there's a place
we can't
that.
NFL blitz with three guys on your back running down the field.
Right, yeah. I wonder if there's a or place just, for those kind of more ridiculous
just
games
a solid
days.
Stiff arm that takes yeah. out two tackles.
That game was so much fun. And then yeah. you get on fire and the like super turbo and you're just like fire coming out of your feet as you're running.
Yeah, does that they don't make
think,
the ridiculous.
I think we are in the corner of we don't really enjoy realism in our games. I
yeah,
think
sports game.
I think a lot of people that aren't us go to sports games for their for competitive for
yeah
yeah for
oh,
competition.
That, that's a whole that's I mean that esports that can get intense. The
those
the
who can't people. Ball play esports. I believe it's the same. And yeah, they do get super intense. They have I remember when I was doing research on what was it? Oh, fighting games and like how fighting games they play up the theatrics of it where they're all kind of poking fun at each other, but they come in like robes and crowns and stuff like that. And then there were also like sports games tournaments on the same YouTube playlist, and they were doing it, but like they weren't having fun with it. They were owning that crown.
They get into it. There was like screaming match recently over like a football game or something. It was crazy. I think the if I had to pick a sports game I got the most into, it's decently sports related, I guess, is a wrestling game, but I don't know. Would we consider it Def Jam Vendetta? Do you guys ever play that? Or Def Jam?
It's a fighting game. That's not
Wrestling, though.
It's a fighting game. Even a wrestling game. Unless you're playing, like... I don't even know a famous wrestler. I wanted to say... unless you're playing, like, NCAA... Red Mat Wrestling. You're still playing a WWE entertainment-based wrestling. You're not, like... grappling. It's not like Greco-Roman wrestling.
So we don't consider it a sports game then? We're going to take it out?
I think I would take it out.
All right, that's fair.
WWE wrestler an entertainment or an entertainer or an athlete?
A little bit of both, I guess.
I would say it's a fighting or like a fighting game, like it's like a realistic quotation marks.
Yeah.
Fighting game, like sports game. I would say that.
I don't know. I guess it is. I would consider like a WWE game a sports game.
Yeah.
Hey, we haven't had a good genre debate in a while.
I mean, they are athletes. None of these rappers are actually athletes.
But it's a button combo game, which falls into.
I mean, isn't a sports game a button combo game to some extent? Okay,
you are abusing that.
No, it totally is. Especially the old ones I'm talking about with the where you could spin move on to 10 people in NCAA 05 or whatever I was playing back in the day.
Yeah, but they don't say like XX back. YB for your forward uppercut backslam.
Oh, it didn't have. I don't think it had that kind of stuff. It's because it's not. That's like a side by side fighting game. This was just you grappled and then you did different moves.
I always think whenever someone says Def Jam, I always think Parappa the Rapper. That's the first thing I imagine.
That's odd.
I never played either of them, and I always thought that Parappa the Rapper was called Def Jam.
No, Def Jam is an actual...
Yeah, no, I know what it is, but the first time anyone, like, whenever I hear it just out of the blue, I'm always like, what? Why is he talking about that little dog rapper thing?
The dog rapper.
You guys played Tony Hawk Pro Skater, though, right?
A little bit. I played a
shit ton of that game.
Okay, good.
I'm speaking of combo buttons, though.
Yeah, no, that one is just a combo button game.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play any of the Fight Night games? Fight Night, like round four, is I think it. The one that...
Those have been discontinued, right?
That was boxing, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was boxing. Those were a lot of fun. It was like you would like hook the sticks around, so you'd like push down and then swing them forward around the outside, and like depending on where you started... The motion was like how big the punch was, like it was like an uppercut or a jab or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. It was because you're using just the sticks and then you kind of dodge and move and grapple with the other buttons. But my brother and I got really good at it, where we could like get into good bouts and things. And it would, I don't know, it was fun. You could get like combos and things where you could just like kind of stun lock someone. But
nice.
It wasn't super.
You know what Dan and I got really, really good at?
Wiping Wii after pooping?
What did you say?
That too. Wii tennis.
Wii tennis. Yeah.
Wii bowling. I was good at that. You know the one that has like the... You get more and more pins each time. It starts with 10 and it goes to like 15 and then to 20. And eventually there's like a giant thing of 100 pins and you throw the ball down it. Well, there's like a thing where if you throw the ball down the wall, you know, you have to throw it like super straight. You can throw it on top of the wall, down it, and there's a button at the end of the wall that you can hit, and it knocks over all the pins. And it goes flying through, and it goes, and then it goes quiet, and then it goes boom, and all the pins like bounce up and fall down.
That's funny. I love that game, Wii Sports. That was so fun. I got really good at the boxing too.
I mean, most realistic sports game ever, Wii Sports.
Possibly.
Second Wii Sports, like the resort.
Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah, that one had like sword fighting.
Yeah, I never got that.
Frisbee throwing.
I would like to get that one.
That one was fun.
Yeah.
I thought you had that. Who had that I played it then?
I don't know. I have to find my Wii Sports because it never came in like a proper case.
No, it's just like,
a little sleeve. So I have no idea where it is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That was fun though. And that was like the thing that got like my parents into playing games again, was like playing Wii Sports. You get like for real tennis elbow. Yeah. Like my elbow, it hurts so bad. Ridiculously. It was like, I'm not even swinging anything for real.
Sorry. Oh, is this it, Glenn?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You sent us a video.
Yeah, here's the video. No, I just screen shared it in Discord.
Oh, I see.
But you throw the ball down the wall. This like goes stops for a minute. Screen shakes, nice. And then all the pins fall.
How many? 91 pins. Wow.
And then I think it goes, and that might be the most, but yeah, there's a lot of pins. It goes stacks.
I did not know about that mode.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
That's very cool.
Way to go, Brent.
So do we consider, like, what about, like, fake sports? Because there's, like, there's games that would you consider, like, Rocket League a sports game, even though it's a fake sport?
No, it's an arcade game.
Arcade?
It's an arcade game, definitely.
What about games that are not primary sports games, where they have sports within them, at, like, Halo Griffball?
Arcade game.
Arcade. I mean, it's in the arcade mode of Halo.
Gotcha. Fair.
They're not like sports simulations. Like early games, I think, get a pass. Like, so when you're playing Blitz, NFL Blitz, it's an early football game. It gets that kind of free pass. It's still a sports game. But like now, I think the line in the sand has been drawn, and those are arcade games.
So would we consider like Forza Horizon a sports game, even though it's kind of ridiculous in the way that you drive around and drive through walls?
I think it depends on how you're playing it. If you're playing it to do like the races and things, and yeah, it's a racing simulation game, but yeah, it's kind of an arcade take on it.
It's the arcade version of it, because they do have their own Forza. Yeah,
I've never played a proper Forza game. I have a lot of them for free.
Gran Turismo. We played a lot of Gran Turismo.
And that doesn't exist anymore, right? Or is that's PlayStation?
I think it does.
Excuse me. It's just on PlayStation.
I think I'm getting Neil's cold from across the state.
That's Neil blowing air into all of your listening devices.
Yep. You will now have a cold.
It's happening.
Sorry, this has been Cold Goose. So I guess the most recent football game or sports game I've played has been Forza then.
Yeah.
We're not considering Gang Beast wrestling game. No,
I don't think
so. I played a hunting game. I did play that hunting game. Yeah. And it was super realistic, and that made it very boring to me.
I played that golf game. Same problem. Super realistic.
Which game? Golf game did you play?
I don't know. It's one of the free Xbox games.
PGA
Tour 2018 or something.
It's a fun one. It might be on Game Pass. Infinite Mini Golf, which I don't know if you consider sports, but it's a lot of fun too.
It's like not even a real sport in real life.
I mean, to some extent.
An arcade game.
I mean, people say pool and darts are a sport.
Yeah. Those people are dumb.
They're
board games, if anything. Like, is crookinole a sport then?
What?
Is it crookinole? Is that how you say it?
Crookinole?
Crockinole? I'm probably saying it way wrong.
I was going to say, I couldn't tell you if you're saying it wrong or right, because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I mean, I know how to play crooked hole, but it's not something I'm going to say on this podcast.
Crockinole.
Crockinole.
Crokinole?
Crokinole.
Sounds like a date rape drug.
It's like a fine motor skills, like you flick discs into a hole in the center and there's little pegs you have to hit around and things. It's like a probably Swedish or northeastern European game, I'm guessing. I don't know where it's actually. Nope. From Ontario, Canada. So Eckhart Wetzlaufer. is the man who invented it. He's a Mennonite or Amish, so northeastern European. I don't know. I hear it's like one of the funnest games to play, but it's not a video game.
I'm trying to look to see because I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. Neil and I got into Ultimate Frisbee. It doesn't. I'm trying to see if there's any Ultimate Frisbee video games.
2009 World Crokinole Championships Adult Finger Singles.
Yeah, because there's singles and then there's doubles. And I guess like the between the two, it's like a completely different game. But that is neither here nor there.
Oh, there was a competitive frisbee game called Windjammers, and there was a Windjammers 2 coming, or maybe it's out.
Windjammers.
Yeah.
Sounds like a weird pair of like shorts you'd buy in the 90s.
It is. It looks like an anime.
Got my windjammers on, ready to go play Ultimate Frisbee.
Huh. Interesting.
I want to play Crokinole. Sorry, I just watching gameplay. It's kind of like that quarters game where you try to hit it and get it off the edge of the table, but not all the way off.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's like a fine motor control kind of skill game.
Interesting. Yeah, I think as far as sports games go for the future, I just don't really gravitate towards them because I feel like it's a thing you have to practice.
And I think that, like I said, they've moved away from that kind of arcade feel mm-hmm. and more towards simulation because that is, I mean, the people that are fans of football or soccer or whatever mm-hmm. that are going to play those games, that want to play them, they want them to be kind of simulation games. They don't want to be playing FIFA with rocket shoes on or whatever, which those people suck. How cool would that be?
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, I wonder if there is kind of maybe a missing
scene.
Yeah, like a...
Well, they've been talking about trying to bring NBA Jam back for a long time.
Well, they've tried to do... They did that like NBA 3-on-3 play, or the NBA Playground 3-on-3, and that didn't like pan out super well.
Like I think that's like part of it is like it has to be probably a well-made game too, and how many of who's going to spend the money to make a NFL Blitz in 2019?
Right.
I think in this world of $40 games becoming more and more more and more readily available, and I think people are starting to see that they're also profitable, especially with. If you make a game that does catch on and you do have some monetization in there, I think it's a totally legitimate gamble.
Oh yeah, I mean like look at Rocket League, like it is an arcade sports game, mm-hmm. like and it's it really kind of changed what you're trying to do as far as like it's rocket cars hitting a ball. It's like it's car soccer or whatever. Like,
do the police go by here and ring their things like that, ring their sirens like that just to be annoying? Because that was the most annoying siren I've ever heard in my entire life.
They don't let it play because New Yorkers are so used to sirens running all the time that they start it and stop it so that your brain is forced to reckon with the silence and then the alarm and then the silence and then the alarm. Or at least that's what I've heard. But yeah, they all have their own fun, interesting patterns.
So... All right, anything else about sports games? We should play. We should play some. Talk about it.
I'm always down for... And what, do this episode again?
I maybe talk about it off top.
I'm always down for hockey. I love hockey.
Yeah. They just gave
football, away. No. You need to... That's the thing about football. And we talk about learning curves a lot with like Overwatches and things with multiple characters. If you're going to play a Madden game, you need to know... plays, and if you heaven forbid you do a play with options,
right?
You know, with a run option, with a pass option. I mean, I know how to say those words. I don't know how to put them into reality.
Right. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, so just I was kind of curious about why arcade sports games did go the way of the carriage. I don't know. I couldn't think of something that is.
I was like, where's this sentence going?
The dinosaurs. That's
okay.
The turn of phrase, I think. But a man named Timothy Rapp, who's the founder of High Horse Entertainment, who released Disc Jam, which is like a competitive frisbee throwing game, I guess. I don't know. There's pictures over here. It's like big buff dudes across the tennis court throwing frisbees at each other. But it says, like, one, getting low latency, like fluid, fast-paced arcade games to work online is really difficult. Like, even Nintendo has trouble with it, with Smash Brothers and things. Sure. And then the other thing is exclusivity contracts for with like the NBA, NHL, NFL,
and right.
MLB, which is really designed to just completely kill any other like games in the genre.
I gotcha. So like you couldn't just create a football game?
Well, you could, like, but okay. You're not going to have the marketing team right. and power of the NFL. Behind it, so.
But if it's fun,
you don't have that endorsement. That's. I mean, but that is one of the reasons why is that there's no. You don't get those marketing contracts with the different leagues because they have kind of exclusive rights for Madden or NHL 2K or.
Neil and I played a virtual tabletop football game called Blood Bowl. That was fun. And I played,
which is originally. Board game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'd play a football game that was just like ridiculous, even if it didn't have, you know, players I knew or whatever. I wouldn't care.
Well, especially if it's ridiculous. I don't care who has the ball.
Right.
Give it to Ronald Regicide and hell yeah.
All right. We'll put you in charge of naming people, Neil. Oh man!
What about how? What is this? 1994 Neo Geo. What is this? It's like robots playing football.
What's it called?
I think Neo Geo. 1994's Neo Geo.
Neo Geo was like a.
That's a developer. It looks like. Or I don't know what this is. There's a picture of robots playing football in it. Mutant Football League.
See? Like stuff like that.
What is that? It looks interesting. It looks old, but... Yeah, I wish that arcade sports... I wish that arcade sports games were still a thing, because they're enjoyable for kind of people that don't enjoy sports all that much, I guess.
Oh, there's a Mutant Football League game for Switch.
That's 2018, yeah.
Huh. Mutant Football League Dynasty Edition. This guy says it's a must own, but I don't know who he is.
So. It looks a lot like that game we play.
Blood Bowl.
It's tricky to go around. Yeah, you never talked about SSX Tricky.
Oh, I didn't. I mean, have you played Tony Hawk Pro Skater? It's like that, but you're on a mountain and a snowboard.
I played a sports snowboarding game when I was younger, too, but I can't remember the name of it. It wasn't that one, though.
Is it, like, Downhill or something? It's got, like, a name where it's, like, just, like, go down.
No, I did not play Go Down the Hill. Let's see if I can find it. It was a little more serious than SSX Tricky.
Amped?
Nope.
180.
Nope.
Sean Palmer's Pro Snowboarder. You sure it wasn't Amped?
I don't think it was Amped.
Cool Borders!
That was it. Cool Borders 2 for PlayStation. That's it right there.
What's the game I'm thinking? Is it like Descent or something? It's like I feel like there's a snowboarding game that's just like go down.
So
Descent. To go lower.
I have a memory of Cool Borders because my teacher wanted to get games for her kid and wanted to know like what games I played and which ones were appropriate because he was a little bit younger than
you
me.
Know what it is? It's called Steep.
And I remember I was like, oh, Cool Border. Like, that's the game I'm playing a lot. It's Cool Borders. And then, like, the next week or whatever, I came back, and he was like, yeah, we had to stop with the Cool Borders. I was like, oh, how come? What was wrong? And I was like, was there something bad? And then I didn't know about, you know, And they're like, no, just when you lose and stuff, they'll be like, you suck. And it was really bumming him out. So they had to stop for his self-esteem. I was like, oh, I guess that's true.
Jeez, cool borders. Come on.
I know. Yeah. But all right. Well, we'll miss you guys. We'll be gone 2 weeks. You can always email us at gamegoosepodcast@gmail.com if you miss us too. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Tell us what sports games you play. Do you miss arcade sports games like we do? Or you want them all real and gritty?
I want some like good big head mode.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Right? Yeah. We need some of that stuff. Or maybe we're just nostalgic for it and we play it and be like, this is stupid.
This is real bad.
For sure. So enjoy your lives while we're gone. And when we come back, we'll be playing Borderlands 3. For sure. So, Neil, what do you got to say before you go? Before we go.
Keep it tricky, folks.
Keep it tricky. Clinton?
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
All right, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.